far back as 15 years ago, surgeons started noticing that people who had weight loss surgeries were also seeing their diabetes go into remission. And there's been a lot of research on that since then. And in the past 5 or 6 years, it's increasingly become a popular option for people who have diabetes. So the reasons behind that are still a bit of a mystery. Obviously, the weight loss piece of it contributes to the diabetes reversal. But scientists also believe there's something else going on, perhaps something having to do with hormones in the gut. And so I really wanted to explore with this story this idea of weight loss surgery not only as a tool to lose weight, but also as a tool to treat diabetes.
And so your research led you to find a woman in our area who was having the surgery, I believe, and you went and watched her surgery, correct?
Yeah, I took a photographer, Todd Yates, with me to San Antonio, and we followed Sunny McKinney. She's from Taft. She had the weight loss surgery. She was diagnosed with diabetes in April and had kind of considered weight loss surgery before, but never seriously until she got diagnosed with diabetes, and her primary care doctor recommended that she get it. And it came off as a bit of a surprise to her, like many patients, because she hadn't heard of this research tying surgery to diabetes remission. And so when she started looking into it, she realized, you know, this is something that, you know, people increasingly are calling a cure for diabetes. And so she looked into it and decided on this procedure called gastric sleeve surgery, which is a newer procedure. There's not a lot of data about it yet, not a lot of like long-term research, but people who do get that surgery are seeing a reversal of their diabetes in the short term. And she underwent that procedure in mid-July. When we were there, it took about an hour and a half to finish, and it was really fascinating. So not only are we going to take readers kind of behind the scenes of that surgery, but they'll also get to see some videos and pictures from that as well.
And not to stray too far from the topic of diabetes, but the sleeve you're talking about now, is this different from the bypass and the lap band?
The bypass is the oldest surgery. That's the one that's kind of considered the gold standard in weight loss surgeries. It's also the one that has the highest remission rates for diabetes. But gastric sleeve also has pretty high rates of remission from diabetes, although not as significant as gastric bypass. In the sleeve procedure, the surgeon actually goes into the abdomen and removes 80% of the stomach, which is called the greater curve of your stomach. It's like the stretchy part that allows you to eat more. So when the surgeon actually removes that 80%, it limits the amount of food that you can eat. And it contributes to both weight loss surgery and drastic drops in blood sugar levels. Banding surgery, which is also pretty popular, is not as effective at treating diabetes, at least that's what the scientists are telling me. But that one is also can contribute to weight loss, which in turn, as we all know, can contribute to resolution of type 2 diabetes.
And then on the flip side, I'm sure that there is some pushback in the healthcare community, seen as that surgery is a major undertaking.
So there are risks with weight loss surgery, as with any surgery. However, because weight loss surgeries have become more popular, they are safer than they used to be, just because surgeons are performing them more often and they're getting to become better experts at doing these surgeries. So the complication rates have dropped off a lot from several years back. One of the things that doctors and the medical community really want patients to know who are considering this is that it does require lifelong changes. Having a smaller stomach means that your meals have to be healthier and no bigger than essentially what a 5-year-old would eat. So that means patients pretty much have to take vitamin and mineral supplements for the rest of their lives. And that's something that doctors really want patients to know, because those who don't follow those dietary changes do tend to gain the weight back and can relapse their diabetes.
Photographer Todd Yates went with you to document the surgery and follow you during the work of the story. And these packages usually have several elements and an online component. Talk a little bit about what readers will find on Sunday.
So along with the story online, we'll have videos of the surgery, photos of the surgery as well. We'll also have a lot of useful links for people who may be considering surgery. We've got information about eligibility requirements for people who may be considering it, as well as a list of some of the nearest centers of excellence for those who may be thinking about bariatric surgery as an option. We'll also have a link to some of the journal studies so people can actually see the research for themselves.
And we have been talking with Rhiannon Myers, investigative reporter for the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Rhiannon, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Leanne.